And sisters, am I correct? Was another priest murdered recently? Yeah, was it in Bengal? Well, the point is, what the Catholic Church stands for, the world does not believe in. And to protect ourselves, to remain even alive in today's world, we need courage. That was number four. Number five, the effects, the benefits of Holy Communion. Holy Communion curbs the urges of concupiscence. Holy Communion controls the urges of concupiscence. Do you know what concupiscence is? Concupiscence is the natural, spontaneous, sinful urges that we have. And there are seven. Remember the abbreviation? Places G. Remember? Pride, lust, anger, covetousness, envy, sloth, and gluttony. We all have these sinful urges. The urges are not sins, but we sure have those urges. Communion, Holy Communion, controls those sinful urges. Sisters, this wouldn't be empty. You wouldn't be here, I wouldn't be here, except for Holy Communion. No way could we possibly have remained faithful to our consecrated chastity and especially our consecrated obedience without and control these sinful urges. No human power can control them. And the most powerful control we have is Holy Communion. But sisters, let's make sure we know these urges are not only of the flesh, like lust or anger. They're also sinful urges of the soul, like what? Like pride. Like what? Like envy. If we rely on our own human nature, we simply cannot control our passions. And that's the right word. They are our passions. Seven of them. Passions of body, passions of soul. Passion of pride is in the mind. Thinking ourselves, well, superior to others. And let me tell you, I know you don't have to be very intelligent to be proud. Did you know that? All the stupid people. How they will show their pride in little things. But it's pride. I'm not sure I told you this, sisters. Talk about the passion of lust. I think I told you for 5 years I taught in a state university. I did, didn't I? I was the first Catholic priest hired by the state to teach at a university. When I finished, I was the last one. You know the reason? By the third semester, did I tell you this? By the third semester, second year, there were 7 full-time professors in the department of philosophy and religion. But I had most of the students. The other professors' rooms, classrooms were empty. So Dr. Harden, that was my name, Dr. Harden. He was very unpopular with his fellow professors. And I tell you what happened after my first year at the university teaching. One of my fellow professors came to my office, closed the door, and sat down. Said, John, I'd like to tell you something. Asked me. We have heard that Catholic priests take what they call, a vow of celibacy. None of us believe that Catholic priests are faithful to their celibacy. He watched you. And, we couldn't find anything along the lines of celibacy. So we hired a young woman. We paid her good money to seduce you. At the end of the semester, we paid her what we promised. But she failed. Sisters, these drives of concupiscence are very strong. Okay, I've heard you before. As we have been doing, we'll say a few words about Islam. Can you still hear me? The Muslims, as you know, are very hard to convert. And there are two main reasons why the Muslims are so hard to convert. The first reason is because Islam not only allows, but encourages polygamy. Every Muslim country in the world, no exceptions, in its constitutions, legalizes polygamy. And secondly, a Muslim who converts to Christianity better run for his life. Am I clear? Very dangerous for a Muslim to become a Christian. And over the years, I have taught the Quran, as I think I've told you, to be continued. Now that the Muslim noise stopped. That's number 5. Holy Communion curbs, controls all our 7 capital passions. Number 6. Spiritual joy. The Church compares the effects of